Well, I'm thankful and counted a privilege to be able to be with you and a part of you. Love the Lord, and He's worthy. I'm not worthy, as the song said, of His blood, but I'm so thankful. The Lord's mercy and compassion and long-suffering that He showed to me. Desire and interest in your prayers. The Lord will bless our time together here and bless His Word. I think I have a marker. But I'd like to ask a question of us this morning. Let's see if these work. Read that. It's a question that from the time of a young age we learn how to answer. Usually by the time you're maybe getting to school age, before that it's largely on your parents to know what time it is. But that's my question this morning, my burden. What time is it? Well, there's a time again as a child that it's mom and dad's responsibility to know what time it is. Their responsibility to know when it's time for me to get up. Their responsibility to know whenever it's time for me to go to bed. Whenever it's time to eat. Whenever it's time to leave to go somewhere. It's their responsibility. But the time comes before we get to too much age, that we have to learn how to answer that question for ourselves. Be able to look at a clock and understand that it's now 11:23. Be able to know what time it is. Of course, the digital or the analog, and sometimes those that are used to reading digital time don't know what to make of hands on a clock. But it's to tell us the time that it is. We mark time and seasons for good reason. God gave us time. He gave us seasons. He gave us the stars and the moon and all. He said to mark out the difference between them. He gave us the sun to rule the day and the moon to rule the night. Gave us the division of seasons and times and things like that through the year for us to be able to delineate and to be able to mark and keep track of the passage of time. He, of course, dwells outside of time in eternity. A day with us is not the same to the Lord who dwells in eternity. But we're given time, and we are made the stewards of the time that we have. So it's important for us to know throughout life and so many different reasons and purposes what time it is. I've had nightmares different times in my life where I'm dreaming, and usually it's something like a flight that I have to catch, and time gets away from me. And I look down, and maybe it's 20 minutes before this flight leaves, and I'm still in my pajamas, and I haven't packed, and I haven't done any of that. And it's such a panicky feeling that I don't have time. I don't know how to make this happen. The time for me to have left was 2 hours ago, and that's now gone. Well, it's one thing to miss a flight, and I've missed flights before. I remember getting to the gate one time as they were announcing final boarding call, and I'm rushing down the aisle there, and I come up to the desk, and I'm here, and they said, "We're sorry, it's too late." So, but you just said final boarding call. Well, it's too late. So many minutes before the flight departs and it's too late. And so I had to go and rebook another flight, and it was nothing more than an inconvenience. But it's important for us to have an understanding what time it is. Because that understanding of the time that it is spurs certain actions for us. Well, there are triggers and things that tell us sometimes what time it is. Our body tries to tell us that it's time to go to bed. People try to sometimes to stimulate their bodies and energy drinks and all, so I can just keep going and going and going and going. But our body's trying to tell us it's time for rest. It's time to get some sleep. Our body tells us that it's time for us to eat. And there are actions that we take according to what time it is. Whenever we know it's time, we have an appointment or it's time for service, or I've got to be at work at 7 o'clock in the morning, we come to an age that it's our responsibility to understand what time it is. As a manager, it's not my responsibility to keep track of my employees' time. And if they're to be there at 7, it's not on me to pick up the phone and call them at 4:30 in the morning and say, it's time to get up now. It's time to get dressed. It's time to get ready. That responsibility falls on the employee to keep track and to know what time it is. Well, I'd like for us to begin reading in the book of Ecclesiastes and spend some time in this book here this morning. Pray the Lord to bless these thoughts to us. The third chapter of Ecclesiastes says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their hearts, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. There is a time. There is a season. And everything as God has appointed in its rightful time, it fits. There's one scripture that says here in Ecclesiastes as well, the 7th chapter, before we come back. Ecclesiastes 7 and 13 says, consider the work of God. For who can make that straight which he hath made crooked? In the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider. God also has set the one over against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. Who is it that orders our lives? You know, when we think about it, there's really so little that's in our control. There's really not a whole lot that we determine what's going to happen in our lives. Well, certainly we have a time of sowing, and from that there will be a time of reaping. But so much of our lives is in response unto things that are outside of our control. The scripture says that God has set the one over against the other. If I had the responsibility, and thank the Lord really that I don't, of ordering my life. Here's what I want. Here's, you know, there would be no time for weeping. There would be no time for sickness and sorrow. I wouldn't have time for that. I'd have time to love and a time to laugh and a time to gather together and all of those things. But the Lord, the scripture says there in the 7th chapter, consider the work of the Lord. He has set the one over against the other for a purpose, for a reason. And we are to understand the time that we're in. We're not to just chafe under it and wish out of this time that I'm in. But the Lord has a purpose for every time and a purpose for every season that He's appointed unto our life. So what time is it? Do we have an understanding of what time it is in relation again to these scriptures that we've just read? There's a time for this, and then there's also a time for the opposite thing. Do you know wisdom teaches us the difference? Wisdom helps us to understand this is what time it is. You know, not everybody is cut out for bedside work with somebody that's dying, with somebody that's on their deathbed. You know, it's a certain time. In a certain season. And it's not the time for me to be light and jovial and come into the room talking loud. And there's a time. And there's a certain, there are words that need to be spoken at a time like that. And there are words that don't need to be spoken at a time like that. Folks, we need wisdom in our lives. In every season, in every time of our lives, Lord, help me to know what time you have me in. Because I want to know the proper response. I want to know the right way to conduct myself in this time that I'm in right now. Whenever you're in a funeral home, it's not the time to be loud and boisterous and things like that. That's not the time that it is. We have to teach our children, all parents have to teach your children what time it is. Now's the time to use your inside voice. There's a time to use your outside voice, and there's a time to use your inside voice. And part of growing up, part of maturing, is learning the difference between the two and being able to discern on my own, okay, this is a different time now. This is a time when I ought to keep quiet. This is a time when I ought to keep the volume down. This is a time when I should behave myself differently. You remember what Jesus or John the Baptist? It was at the time of John the Baptist's ministry. Towards the close of it, and he said, "We have piped unto you, and you haven't danced. We've mourned unto you, and you haven't wept. You haven't responded in the proper way to the time that is before you. The time appointed unto you, you haven't recognized that. You haven't discerned that. You haven't understood the proper response from you for the season and the time that you're in. Whenever there's mourning, it's time to mourn as well. Whenever there's music being piped and rejoicing, it's time to rejoice as well. But without wisdom, we'll go through life mixing the two and making a mess of things. Lord, help us to have discernment of the right and the proper time. Because there is a time, there is a season appointed under heaven for all these things. And it's really not we ourselves who govern our lives. But we trust in the Lord to govern and appoint our lives and appoint the proper times and the proper bounds and seasons in our lives. And so the Lord throughout our lives is going to send one season and then a different season. He'll send one time and then a different time. It's the Lord that appoints the seasons. And it is for us to have a discernment and an understanding. This is the time that I'm in right now. Lord, how should I act? How should I behave myself? Lord, what should I do in this time that I'm in? Timing is so important. Think about the war efforts that have gone before us. D-Day was a time that it was a pivotal moment in the history of World War II. It was a time that generals had planned for and thought about since at least January of that year. But they were concerned in January that we don't have all of the resources that we need at this time. So we really shouldn't launch this. It was Operation Overlord or Overland. I'm forgetting what the operation name was. But it's not time for that yet. There's some more preparation that we need to do to have the landing craft and all of that in position and ready for this major of an offensive. So they began to plan it towards the end of May, early June of that year, and the day that they had it planned for, the weather didn't cooperate. Weather forecast wasn't favorable for everything that they needed to be able to do. They were watching, they were observing the forecast and trying to make a determination. We need to get this right. And if the weather's not right, if this condition's not right, if these things haven't fallen in place, it'll spell disaster for our troops. So they decided to delay it by another day. Weather still wasn't ideal on D-Day, but they decided to go ahead and launch. Winds were strong. It made landing the craft difficult. It made the flights and the parachuting more complicated. But they went ahead. They had what they determined to be a window of time. This is our opportunity that we've got to act. Whenever the window of opportunity is open, that's really the only time when you can act and expect success to come from it. Those seasons sometimes are short. Those windows sometimes are small. But it's important to have an understanding of what time it is. This is the time now to act. This is the time for us to move. And so they did. In business, it's important to understand the time that you're in. Important to understand. I remember whenever COVID was beginning to break out and we were trying to understand what it meant to our industry at the time in aviation, and nobody really knew. Nobody had been down this, but we were trying to discern the best that we could. What is this going to mean now? What is this going to, how's this going to impact the business? And trying to look ahead and say, well, how should we act now to try to prepare for that time that's coming? So timing is important in business. Those that invest in the stock market know that timing is everything. If you just react to gut feel or to a feeling of excitement, wow, look at that stock shooting up. Chances are that's not the right time to buy. Chances are it's whenever the stocks are down and depressed, so that's probably a better time. But there is an understanding that goes with it. To be able to read the market and understand the right time to act in what manner. And it can make quite a difference. But those things are temporal. There are times and seasons that have a bearing on our spiritual success. That it's important for us to have a discernment and an understanding of what time it is. You know, even when it comes to salvation, we can't just create those windows of opportunity for ourselves. It's the Father that draws us through His Spirit. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Because the inference there is, He may not always be. This is the time. This is the season. This is the opportunity. And it's so important for us to respond to the Lord's dealings whenever He's dealing. Because I can go on my way and I can miss that opportunity. I can miss the time and say, well, later I'll take care of that. Later I'll deal with this. Later I'll get serious about serving the Lord. But the time to act is the time when He's dealing. The time whenever He's drawing me and He makes me aware of a need. That's the time for me to act. It's important for us to understand and recognize God's dealings. Ninth chapter of Ecclesiastes. And the 11th verse says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happeneth to them all. It's about more than a function of us being strong, being skilled, being talented. There is an element that we don't control. Time and chance that happens to us. The things, the curveballs that are thrown at us in life. The things that we didn't expect. But time and chance is given to every one of us. How do we respond? Do we recognize the time and the chance that the Lord gives unto us and sets before us? I'd like to look at the book of Proverbs, 15th chapter. Proverbs 15 and 23. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? A word spoken in due season, in the right time. Remember we read there, third chapter of Ecclesiastes, there is a time to speak, and there is a time to refrain from speaking. You know, there are things that can be said to an individual that's in need or in trouble, that I'm could say the very same words at the wrong time and the wrong season, and they're not prepared, their heart's not prepared for it, and it can cut and destroy and hinder and drive away. But whenever the season and the time is right, you know, it can minister and speak to somebody in a way that nothing else would. Those very same words. And folks, it's not just about our sagacity and wisdom. It's not just about I'm eloquent in the use of my words. And I can put words together and all, but boy, I can sure explain to you what you need to do. It's about more than that. The battle is not to the strong or the race to the swift. But there is an element of time and chance or opportunity that the Lord gives. Then He says, this is the time. And it's for us to have discernment, to be connected to the Lord, to be able to recognize His movings and His inspiration. You know, in working for the Lord, He has a place and a way for every one of us to work for Him, to be able to reach and make a difference for souls that are around us. But you know, it's not going to be about our skill and talent and ability. Thank the Lord that gives hope to all of us. It gives hope to me that the Lord is the one that's able to order our steps and our pathway. And I don't feel like I've always gotten it right. I can recognize and look back at times that I've moved out of step, out of sync, that I've spoken out of turn, and I can see where it's caused damage and hurt and problems. Lord, help me to know what time it is. Lord, help me to be able to have discernment and understanding, to be responsive to the pricks of the Holy Spirit, to the inspiration and the moving of the Spirit of the Lord. We need to know His voice. We need to recognize His promptings and His movings in our heart, to get to a point that we know it so well that I don't second guess and question, and I can move right past the opportunity that the Lord has put right in front of me. Maybe there's somebody that I've encountered in the store, in the workplace, and I don't know what's going on in their life. I don't know what they're carrying in their heart with them, but the Lord knows these moments. He knows these times and these seasons. He knows whenever it's time to just be quiet. He knows whenever it's time to give a word of encouragement. He knows when it's time to give a word of admonition and warning. He knows the difference. And He wants to give us, as Isaiah spoke about, I believe, in the 50th chapter. Isaiah 50 and 4. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth my ear to hear as the learned. We need to have that communion and communication with the Lord from day to day, that I know the sweet sound of His voice, that I recognize whenever He's prompting me to do something, or I recognize when He's checking me against doing something. We see even of the Apostle Paul in his travels that there were times when the Lord said, go up. There were times when the Lord gave a dream or a vision and let him know that he was to travel into such and such place. There were also times whenever the Spirit forbade them. It said they had in their mind that I want to go to this place, and the Spirit checked them. We don't always know the whys and wherefores of the Lord's dealings and His timing, but the Lord's workings are perfect. And the most important thing for me is to be in sync with the Lord in His workings and the way that He's dealing and the way that He's moving. There's a time and a season in the things of the Lord. You know, there's a time for songs of rejoicing. Mine goes to Scripture, I believe, in Proverbs. It says, what is it? He that awakeneth his friend with a loud voice, rising up early in the morning. Well, I'm cheerful. I'm happy. Well, what's your problem? There's a time, there's a season where the Scriptures talk about What is it? As apples of gold and pictures of silver. How beautiful it is. How well appointed it is. But if I don't have wisdom to understand the difference between not... This isn't the time for that. This is the time instead for this kind of approach to somebody. Oh Lord, teach us. Lord, give us the tongue of the learned to be able to know. Lord, waken my ear day by day to be able to have an understanding of the time that I'm in, because I need to respond and react differently based on the time that I'm in. A word spoken in season can accomplish so much. A deed that's done at the right time can make such a powerful difference. Can seem like maybe there's just not much we can do. You know, whatever it is the Lord has given us to do, if we do it in the right timing, we do it in the right season, what a difference it'll make. Started to refer a moment ago about there's a time for songs of rejoicing. To think about even in our worship services. Well, it's always proper to thank the Lord. It's always in order to praise and thank the Lord. But there is a time and a season. There's a time for songs of praise. There's a time for songs of deep reflection. There are times for songs of consecration. There are times for songs of examination and altar call. You know, I can have my favorites and say, well, I just like these kind of songs. There's a proper time and way. You can say, well, I like fast songs. So I'm just going to sing them all that way. Just as I am. Catch up. Keep up. But whenever it's out of time, it's like it's out of joint. It doesn't fit. It's not proper. It's not appropriate. Lord, give us wisdom and understanding throughout our lives in so many areas of our dealings with one another and in the work of the Lord and worship of the Lord, for us to be able to have an understanding by the leadings of the Spirit of the Lord, to know what the time is, what's in season, what's appropriate. It's powerful. It can make a big difference in the situations that we encounter. I'd like to turn back to the 9th chapter of Ecclesiastes again. Pick up at the 12th verse. For man also knoweth not his time. We need the Lord to help us to know our time. Man knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city, and few men within it. And there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. It's not again about our ability. It's not about how shrewd we are in our dealings. There's time and chance and wisdom and discernment for us to be able to know how to move in season, to move in sync with the Spirit of the Lord. And whenever we do so, the Lord is able to deliver the city into our hand. There are strongholds, folks. There, Scripture says, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, for his contentions are like the bars of a castle. We're not going to be able to go. We can go in and try to bulldoze our way over the bars of contention, and it'll only raise up twice as many bars in protection and reaction to that. The walls will only get thicker and higher. There is a way for us to scale the city. There is a way for us to take those places. Lord, give us discernment and understanding. Oh, Lord, give us wisdom in working with those that are lost, those that are offended, those that have failed and fallen. There's a word to be spoken. There's a proper time and season and way. And it's not within me or within you to be able, by our ability. Folks, we can make such a mess of our lives by going through life in our own impulses, our own thoughts of what seems right and seems appropriate, and I hack and slash and cut and make such a mess, leave a wake of destruction behind me. Lord, give me the tongue of the learned. Lord, help me to be able to understand the times that I'm in and that I'm facing now. Wisdom of the world isn't wisdom with God. The wisdom that it speaks of this poor man having is despised. It's ridiculous. It's counted as nothing. And yet, what a difference. You know, isn't that the way that the Lord so often works? It's not through great show. It's not through a big demonstration and everybody recognizing, wow, look at, you know, the Lord's really not interested in a big demonstration that's going to cause people to look at me. The Lord knows how to work subtly. The Lord knows how to work almost undiscernibly behind the scenes. And the Lord can change situations. Folks, there is power in prayer. The Lord is able to turn situations around. The Lord is able to, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. Through God. To the tearing down of strongholds. It's not in ourselves, but in us being in sync with the Lord and with the Spirit of the Lord. Lord, help us to discern and understand the times that we're in. 1 Chronicles, the 12th chapter. First Chronicles 12 and verse 32. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. If you were going to battle, or if you were the king of a mighty kingdom, wouldn't you want some men like this around you? Men that have understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, to be able to read and understand. I think about that one scripture says, the burden of Duma. Tell me, O watchman, what of the night? To one who's watching in the night hours, who is on guard and watching for the moving of the enemy. What of the night? Where are we in the night? All I see is darkness around. But what do you see in the night? What are you hearing? What do you see? Is the night almost over? Is it just beginning? How should we react here? Lord, make us as the sons of Issachar, to have discernment and understanding of the times that we're in. We've been speaking largely about the immediate times, those situations, circumstances that we find ourselves in from day to day. You know, we need to have wisdom and understanding of the times that we're in, the end times. What's going on in our nation? What's going on in our world? And I don't mean that we just go scour all the news sites and try to read all the commentators of what's going on and all the political pundits and all of that. We need something besides that. We need to be able to have a spiritual discernment and understanding that goes beyond all of that, to be able to see and hear the things that are going on and have an understanding. Here's where we're at. Here's what this means from a spiritual standpoint. Here's the direction that I see things starting to move. The reason is not to exalt me and, well, I'm a special prophet. Well, I'm able to see, but the reason why, it says the prudent man foreseeth the evil. You remember what it said he does? He foreseeth the evil and he hideth himself. But the simple go right on and they're punished. They didn't see it coming. They didn't understand the times that they were in. The Israelites at the time of Christ, to whom he said, "We've piped, but you haven't danced." He also said in one place, "Because you didn't know the time of your visitation." You didn't know that this was the time that we're in. We need an understanding of what time it is. I'd like to look at Romans, the 11th chapter. I'm sorry, the 13th chapter. Romans 13, verse 11. "And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." Do we know the time that we're in? You know, the last times, the last days will be characterized by an abundance of people, the majority of people who are oblivious to what time it is. They don't know, as Scripture says, that they're like a fish about to be caught in a net. They don't discern it. They don't understand it. They're just part of being swept along in a great tide, oblivious to what's right ahead of them, oblivious to what's really going on, because they just look right around them and everything else is moving the same direction at the same speed, so it seems like everything's all right. But the Lord wants us to lift up our eyes, to be able to see above the fray of what's going on in the world, to understand there's some landmarks there on the shore that we're blowing past. There's some things, this in the right direction, the things are moving in. We need to be as the sons of Issachar, to be able to read and understand the signs of the time, so that I might be able to take appropriate action. The Scriptures say here, knowing the time, it's high time to awake out of sleep. Folks, this isn't the time for us to be casual or cavalier or careless in our walk with the Lord. This is not time for us to be haphazard about how we're serving the Lord. Really, there's never been a time, but certainly not in the times that we're living in today. The dangers are different than what they were perhaps in days gone past. The danger at this point in time, I don't expect in the U.S. in 2021 at least, that we're going to face danger of our lives for our beliefs and persecution at the stake or beheading yet. But there are dangers no less real in the times that we're in. There are spiritual dangers that are perhaps even more dangerous than in those times. Do we understand it? Do we see it? Do we discern the times that we're in? Do we see how the devil's working? How the devil is in our day lulling people to sleep into a place of complacency and carelessness. And he's saying here, wake up! Wake up! It's high time to awake out of sleep. You're about to miss your flight. It's going to be too late. Wake up. I'd like to look at one more story in the Old Testament. Found in 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter. 2 Samuel 11 and verse 1. And it came to pass, after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. And they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Raba. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. Now what time was it? Was it the time to stay at Jerusalem? Was it the time to sleep in? Was it the time to be walking on the rooftop? It said, at the time when kings go forth to battle. David was a king. There were battles to be fought and battles to be won. There was an enemy to be conquered. But David didn't read the time. Now, I'm reading some into this, not sure exactly why. But David chose to stay home. Whenever it's time for kings to go to battle, he stayed home and he was lounging around, sleeping in. You know, the flesh will want to be pampered and accommodated, but it's important for us to know what time it is. The Lord has something for us, everyone, to occupy till I come, that we be engaged in something profitable, in something productive, whatever that work might be. There will be a work for every one of us to do for the Lord of some fashion, of some sort. David took some me time. I'm gonna sit this one out. I'm gonna relax around the house for a while. You ever hear the phrase about an idle mind? It's the devil's workshop. Folks, whenever there's danger, whenever we don't recognize what time it is, there's danger whenever we don't discern. I need to be up and doing. I need to be busy working for the Lord. I need to be busy in the things of God. I need to be occupied in something here. And the devil is trying to work. So he stayed behind, and it came to pass. Well, it's always going to come to pass. Whenever we don't read the times and don't understand what time it is and what I need to be doing, and I'm not in sync with the Spirit of the Lord, I'm not walking in the Spirit, it will come to pass. Something that I don't intend, that the Lord doesn't intend. It came to pass in an evening time that David arose from off his bed in the evening time. He rose from off his bed and he walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the rest became sad, tragic, shameful history. That David, he wrote later, he said, this thing is ever before me. I can't get rid of it. David, there was a time. There was a season. There was a moment that you had to be able to engage yourself in my plan, in my work, in the thing that I had for you to do. But you were too occupied with your own things. You were too occupied with what you wanted to do. And you passed up the time. And you spent it doing something that you ought not to have. Folks, it's time for battle. It's not time for us to be sitting around playing with the things of the world. It's not time for us to be just sitting around cozying up to the world. It's time for us to be... This word has a negative connotation to it, but to be fanatical for the Lord. Let's put it this way, fanatics for the Lord. As the world would look on and, oh, come on. You don't need to be that radical for the Lord. You don't need to cause ripples around you. Folks, the Scripture says it's high time to awake out of sleep. It's high time for us not to be worrying about just what people think about us and if I'm going to stand out and if they're going to like me or not. It's time to awake out of sleep. It's time to serve the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord, to be serious about living for the Lord. It's time for us to put into our lives and put into our day schedule and put into our family those things that are conducive unto godliness and conducive unto drawing close unto the Lord. That's the time that we're in. It's high time to awake out of sleep. We'll close in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. First Thessalonians 5 in the first verse. But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, see, they didn't have a good understanding of the times they were living in. They said peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Because the day of the Lord is coming as a thief in the night. We're to know these things. We're to understand these things. And to have discernment of the signs of the times and what's going on around us, that we might be able to respond in the appropriate way. I pray the Lord to bless and help each one of us, that we'll have wisdom and understanding to be able to discern from the smallest moments, the smallest opportunities in our life, how to take advantage of those and how to act appropriately in those moments, to the big decisions, to the time that we're in today, to the direction that I'm setting the course of my life and my family, that I'll do it respective of the time that I'm and we're all in today. You pray for me. Amen.